It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, it is a good life, living for the Lord, and I trust you're doing that today. And we want to continue our study in the book of 1 Peter in chapter 3. Now, we've already looked at verse 18, but I'd like to go back over that once again. Verse 18 of chapter 3 of 1 Peter says, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." Now, we've already looked at this, and one thing I would have you to realize and know once again is that Christ died once. He's not going to die anymore, and he did that to bring us to God. He is alive, according to verse 18. He's alive by the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 32, it says, "This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses." All are witnesses. The Bible tells us that over 500 people saw him at one time. And we know that the apostles saw him. And you remember as Thomas stood in that upper room, we've talked about this, Jesus had appeared to the other apostles and Thomas wasn't there. And he said, "Unless I touch him and feel him and see the nail prints in his hands, I'll not believe." But we know that later Thomas did see Christ and he said, "My Lord and my God." You see, Jesus is alive. Verse 19 goes on to say in 1 Peter chapter 3, "By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison." Now we look at that also as some would say that he went into paradise and he preached. Well, I believe that's true. But as we look at this verse, I believe it's telling us something a little different here. Jesus has preached. He preached to the spirits and he preached to everyone in this world. Who is everyone? Who are these people? Well, it's everyone, all in sin. All people are captive. Romans chapter 8 and verse 2, it says this, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." Romans 6:22 says, "But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life." Well, Jesus had preached by the Holy Spirit to all people held captive by sin. We're going to read in just a few moments about Noah, how that he preached in the days of Noah. But first, let's look at Psalm chapter 102, verses 17 through 21. And the Bible says there, "He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary, from heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem." Well, who are those people who have been appointed unto death? Those are the people who are born after Adam, because it says, "As in Adam all die." And in 1 Corinthians 15:22, it says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." Well, we look and we see that everyone in this world is born into sin. Everyone is born to die. Now, if you do not trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Bible speaks of the second death. When Adam sinned, he not only was given the death sentence physically, but he was also given a spiritual death sentence. We go back and we read how God prepared coats of skins for Adam and Eve, and I believe that the shedding of blood was seen there, and this is a representation of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, when he would shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. It's only by the shedding of blood that people are saved, and that is the shedding of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we think of Adam and Eve, and remember, they had coats made by God. God provided those skins, and as we think of this, those coverings, and if you would, the robe of righteousness. He provided that for them. It was nothing that they could do to save themselves, but God provided that for them, and they accepted those skins and those coverings. You go back and read in Genesis, and you'll see that taking place there was this very act of God providing those skins and Adam and Eve receiving them. Well, that's the way a person is saved today, by the gift of God. God gave this gift to Adam and Eve, the skins, and that's the way people are saved today. They don't receive actual skins, but the Bible says this. Now, notice, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible goes on to say that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ provides the if you would, a representation of those skins that we read of in Genesis for Adam and Eve. That representation there and here is that He provides a robe of righteousness for us because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. When you receive that gift, the free gift of God, you receive that robe of righteousness. It's a gift. Now, as with any gift, we must receive it in order to have it. So a person today is saved by receiving the gift of Jesus Christ, and that is eternal life. So who did Jesus preach to? It says that he preached and to the captives. Well, He preached to everyone. And let's read on now and see what the Bible has to say about this. It says in verse 19 that He preached to the spirits in prison. Well, in verse 20, it says about these people, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water. Well, who did Jesus preach to, and who has He preached to? Well, we see by reading the Old Testament that He preached to the prisoners there. He preached by the Spirit. By His Spirit, He told people how to be saved. And we read this in the Old Testament. He used Noah, and Noah preached. And I believe if we study that, we'll see that He preached for 120 years as He was preparing the ark. He preached for 120 years and didn't preach reformation and do good and God will save you and all this and that. The do-gooders today would have you to believe that all people are going to heaven. No, Noah preached the gospel. He preached Jesus Christ. And I believe as he preached, this was Jesus preaching through him. So we see that Jesus was preaching to the prisoners back then, those people who are held captive by sin, even in the Old Testament. And you see this all through the Word of God. As we get up into the New Testament, we see that Jesus also preached in the flesh. He became flesh and dwelt among us. And the Bible says that those people there beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten Son of God. And as He preached in the flesh, the prisoners who were held prisoner, that is, those people who were lost, they were on their way to hell, but Jesus preached to them in the flesh. Well, today, the Bible tells us that He's preaching today. And how does He preach? He preaches through His Word, through His Spirit. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So we see that Jesus not only preached in the Spirit in the Old Testament, and we consider that the Old Testament days, He also preached through the prophets, through His Word in the Holy Scriptures in the Old Testament. Well, He preached in the flesh, as we read, as He walked the earth, and then He was crucified. He died, He was buried, and He resurrected, and He preached then in the flesh before He went back to heaven. We see today that He is alive. He is preaching today to the spirits held captive, and that's mankind. He's preaching today through His Word, and that's the reason I encourage you to have your Bible open as we study the Word of God, because it's the Word of God that gives life. It's through Jesus Christ, and that's how we find Jesus Christ through His Word. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that Jesus went to paradise, and He did preach to those people down there. After His crucifixion, He preached, and I believe the people in the tormented part of hell there, they heard Jesus preaching, and I believe he may have said something, I told you, you needed to get saved, but you would not listen to me. And then we know that after he preached that he led captivity captive. And I believe he took those people who were in paradise, Abraham's bosom, and he took them to heaven with him. Well, now notice in verse 21 of 1 Peter chapter 3, it says, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Well, if you go back and you read the last part of that verse there, it says in verse 20, eight souls were saved by water. And as we read this in verse 21, the first part of that, it appears that people are saved by baptism. Well, what those people who believe this fail to do is they fail to read the rest of that verse in verse 21. The first part of that verse, once again, says, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Well, the rest of that verse says this, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. People who read into it things that are really not there, and then they also omit things that are there. They do this. And the Bible is not teaching there that eight souls were saved by water baptism or by water. What it's saying there is that, and verse 21 goes ahead and tells us, it's not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, and that is sin, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's how people are saved, is through Jesus Christ. The Bible is teaching us that we are saved through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and baptism does not save. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, it says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Baptism doesn't save. It shows our obedience to the preaching of Christ concerning his resurrection. We are to be in submission. We are to be in obedience to the Lord's command to get baptized, but not for salvation. There is only one way that a person is saved, and that is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 22 talks about the resurrection, and we've read in verse 21, it talks about the resurrection of Jesus. In verse 22, 1 Peter chapter 3 continues by saying, who is going into heaven, and this is Jesus, and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Jesus has all authority, according to verse 22. Jesus is in heaven with God the Father, and he has all power over everyone and everything. The days that we live in certainly look bad, and from all anticipation, things are going to get worse. But I've got good news for you. I'm not concerned about that because Jesus is in control. The Lord has control of everything, and the Christian today has nothing to worry about. You say, well, I'm worried about money. Well, you need to quit that. And we're going to look into some of those things as we get into chapter 4 of 1 Peter. And don't be concerned. Don't wring your hands and say, what are we going to do? What you're going to do is turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust him. Trust him if you've never been saved. Ask him to save you. And if you are saved, trust him to take care of you and to take care of your family and take care of the things of this world.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.